On this week's Breaking News, we talk about the latest collectible minifigure series, A Trip to Deep Space. LEGO is putting their efforts towards carbon reduction and much, much more on this week's Breaking News. Now, we're all limited by horizontal surfaces. LEGO takes up a lot of that. So how are you going to solve that issue? Do you leave it there or deconstruct it and find other places? Or could you mount it to the wall? I personally had the Technic supercar, the Bugatti Chiron, taking up a lot of space. So I found 11mark.com, where you can have a fully mounted vertical Bugatti with a lovely background of the Bugatti racing stripe with the logo and LEGO logo. There are two different frames, one that's lit and one that is not. And that's not the only LEGO set that you can have mounted. There are many, many options. So I recommend you head over to 11mark.com and use the code BACKTOBRICK, which gives you a 10% discount on all of their frames, as well as the sets that they also produce. So instead of taking up so much horizontal space, take that LEGO set and go vertical. Again, that's 11mark.com and use the code BACKTOBRICK to save 10% on your order.
LEGO.
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 Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Back to Brick. I'm your host, Garrett, and this is the podcast where we talk with fellow AFLs about their LEGO designs, and we get down to the breaking news to talk about all things LEGO's been up to for the past week. Thank you all for tuning into the podcast. As always, I appreciate everyone that's here because this podcast is for you, and well, I do enjoy it as well. If you'd like to support the podcast, please make sure to subscribe here on your favorite podcast listening app. You can also go over to Back to Brick 2 on Instagram. I'm trying to hit 100,000 followers and just over 71,000, so I'm climbing up there, but you know, slow and steady wins the race. I'm still going to be working on my Instagram as I'm doing the Brick by Brick challenge where I build the 19AM Batmobile set every day through 2024. As you can see, I said that pretty fast because, well, it's pretty scripted at this point of how many I've done at almost 90. That's almost three straight months of doing that. And it's fun, definitely learning a lot about the LEGO bricks and building. If you really, really though want to help, you can go over to our Patreon page and be a patron or LEGO stud as continue to support the podcast from the behind the scenes, get some ad-free podcasting as well as some of the sets that I've built. I always want to shout out Belfon Brick Studio, Ryan Moore, Franco Portelli, Jimmy Tucker, Ryan S., David, and Matthew Vander Bogart. Thank you so much for being supporters of the podcast. Truly appreciate it. For a little bit of admin this week, I'm getting prepared for the eclipse, which is next week, which is crazy. So I'll be talking about that a little bit more next week after in that preparation. I've been working on quite a few commissions lately, and if you're interested in having a commission done of some design or creation that you want, reach out to backtobrick@gmail.com. You can also message me on Instagram, and I can work on that for you, and we can talk through that whole process. But otherwise, that's probably about it. I'm going to be working on my big project. I just got to get through all the BrickLink orders, and I'm actually going to be registering for a booth at Brick Fair this year. This will be my first time as an exhibitor. I have been a visitor for many years now, so I thought, well, let's put out my own designs and see what people think. So I'm excited to talk about that. We're going to be doing our set review and mock review again this week. Our set is 42179 Planet Earth and Moon in Orbit, probably because of the eclipse. And the mock review is Ahsoka versus Maruk in the final battle scene built by the Taste of Bricks. And I'm very excited to talk about both of these, so make sure to stick around after the breaking news. All right, let's get into it. It seems that, you know, a LEGO designer loves to engage not only in building at LEGO, but also outside, and sometimes people leave. We've actually talked to Tiago, who is a famous LEGO designer, left and became a YouTuber, pretty famous YouTuber now, and another person has left as well. His name is James May, and he's worked on a few of the latest sets that we've seen, the BTS Dynamo and, or Dynamite, wow, I can't read. And the Hocus Pocus Witch's Cottage set. And the interview kind of goes into why he quit to become a YouTuber, just saying that he loves what he does with LEGO, but he also loves building on his own and doing some different things that LEGO doesn't always do. And as you venture out away from a company, of course, it's really scary. As I'm still going through the process myself of kind of looking for a job and having a job to working on these commissions and building the Back to Brick brand. As you know, it's a lot of work, and YouTube is not the easiest entry point, especially for LEGO people. I just want to just get my own voice out there and show that not everyone is 100% for Lego or against. It's just kind of, you have your own personal take on it. So more power to James May, hopefully, and not the James May that you know from a Top Gear, because that's what I thought right away. And hopefully his YouTube and building takes off. Lego has a few gifts with purchases upcoming. We know of four total gifts with purchase, but not the exact timelines for them right now. One is a trophy, which is a standard kind of cup trophy with a label at the bottom where it says champion, but you can change it based on stickers that you want and have them number one. If only they had just, they probably have just a plain 2x2 tile brick for that. And then you could probably make it some fun stickers where you're number 10 or a participation trophy. Another one is a water park, which the water park is really cool because it does have a bunch of different minifigures. It's got an older woman doing an ice cream cart. We've got a kid with his ice cream cone, a mother and her baby. And then I'm pretty sure just a guy or dad going down the slides. And there's two slides as well as a water feature section to it. Slides are always fun because Lego doesn't always put these in a lot of sets. A lot of them are in friend sets, but having them in minifigure set is really fun, and it's just part of summer. Moving into the water park section, and likely to see both of these on April 1st alongside some other ones. So we're not sure when we'll see those, but most likely either in April or come May, along with the Star Wars gift with purchase. But we do have three others coming out with gift with purchase. One is the Mimic Dice Box, which you'll get if you purchase the Dungeons & Dragons set come April 1st. There'll also be a reintroduction of the Retro Food Truck, which came out. It was supposed to be, I think, along the lines of adding it to the Modular Series sets, but it came after because they released it, I think, almost a month early. But that's a highly desired one. It looks really cool. I love that it's got a canopy to it, but it adds something to your city scene. Another one that they revealed is the Flower Trellis Display. And the Flower Trellis itself looks really great. It's got three different flowers to it. We've got a large scale yellow one with two other purple pink flowers, and having it climb up a trellis. It'll be with a cost of $150 or more, expected to be available from the 1st through the 16th of April, and then again on the end of May, the 27th through June 9th. So you can head over to your Lego store online to get some of these. I'm excited to see more and more gifts with purchase, but really want to see what Star Wars has come out with. We know that it's expected to be the droid transport, which we saw in a set prior to it being a gift with purchase. I hope we see those soon. Maybe probably mid-April we'll see the final reveal. Probably beginning of April we'll see those revealed. So last week I spoke about the California Police Department that was putting the minifigure heads on the suspects so that their identity was protected, because that's a new California law. And let's just say Lego wasn't that pleased, and I've got to say, because why did they need to put Lego in this? And Lego pretty much said, respectfully asked us to refrain from using their intelligent property in our social media content, which of course we understand and will comply with, says Lieutenant Jeremy Durant, said on a statement in the Associated Press. We are currently exploring other methods to continue publishing our content in a way that is engaging and interesting to our followers. Okay, you're a police department. There's probably other ways you can do that. I mean, the National Parks Department does just tweets that are awesome and hilarious. You don't really need to have minifigures part of this. Just blur out their faces, or, you know, have a sketch artist do something funny on them, because you have a sketch artist. Do they work constantly? I don't know. I don't work in the police department. Yeah, as I said, probably minifigure wasn't a good call, and Lego came out right away saying, hey, let's kind of stop that. Lego Series 26 is the 12 minifigures all from space. I want all of them because they are just super cool. A lot of retro. We don't get a classic space minifigure because, well, we've already had quite a few of those in the other collectible minifigure series. I haven't collected all of them, but there's some really cool ones. The baby one, the brown one, all those just add up to having a wonderful collection of space that you can add with these. Some of the really cool ones that I love is there's a classic space one with like a ray gun. And she's got a Frenchie dog that's made of metal. And we've got an alien with So it's a head of a minifigure that looks like it's inside a saucer and the body is stars. We've actually got one that is almost transparent with purplish color to it. A penguin that is a robot. They do have a classic, well, I guess not classic, a modernized astronaut figure with some propulsion jetpack on the back. And then a small mini scale of, or like kid size scale of an alien. So it's got the big eyes, brown, gray minifigure, brown eyes in disguise. All just really, really cool. I'm excited to see these because they are a series that I usually get like the licensed series instead. And this is just a fun way to add on to the classic space or the space themes that LEGO has been going with for the Technic line, the Friends line, and the City line. So you can have these interacting with those and having your little gray spaceman hiding in the LEGO City, taking pictures and enjoying a holiday on Earth. The climate is a big deal, as we know, as we're moving into global warming, pretty much. It's been like that for quite some time. Climate change, global warming, whatever you want to say. But this company called Climeworks has partnered with LEGO and Kirby, K-I-R-K-B-I. And this company is based on a carbon capture. So as far as we know, it takes carbon out of the atmosphere and it puts them either in canisters or kind of pumps them back into the earth. Who knows? I mean, as they are trying to do this, it's a huge undertaking that most people and most companies haven't really done. They already set their goal in 2020 to kind of do this as quickly as possible. The CEO talked about, in addition to our ongoing efforts to reduce our own emissions, we want to explore and support impactful climate solutions that have the potential to permanently remove the substrates hard to abate greenhouse gas emissions. This is from Climeworks, and LEGO's been talking about this for a while as well. Maybe we can carbon capture and or reduce it by, well, of course, not having as much carbon released from LEGO. And they're investing $2.4 billion in this. That's a impressive amount of money, and it probably will help offset their carbon intakes as well. They can just have it sucked up from this company. All in all, really good way forward, and especially during this time of climate change. LEGO Switch users can actually go get some reduced price games for LEGO. We've got a few. The LEGO Incredibles is actually 92% off right now at £4, and the Superheroes is also, and LEGO Marvel Superheroes is also getting a big discount at 88% off, so that's £4, which is about $5-6, and LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2 is 90% off at £5. And there's, of course, a couple other games. The Ninjago movie video game is 92% off. The Jurassic World is 88% off. So this is a great sale for those LEGO games that you might not have. You can get them in digital form over on the Nintendo Switch eShop. So you can play these games at a very, very reduced cost for something you may have not played before. You've been waiting for them to get this kind of sale. The Legoland Discovery Center in Atlanta is building an unstoppable spring break week. This is the week of spring break for a lot of different schools. Our county was this current week, and I believe next is next week in Atlanta. And they talk about play unstoppably, building so many cool features. They're going to have empowering special events throughout the week, having interactions specifically for girls as well to play without limits, as we saw the latest kind of promotional commercial and feature to have girls realize that they can build whatever they want. Perfection is not a real thing. So they're going to do exclusive to the LEGO Friends 40 movie for Play Unstoppable, different creations. Master Builder Elizabeth Baker, she'll be there as well to help build. And so it's a lot of fun and definitely something that kids are going to enjoy for the spring break. Extended hours and different things. Our Discovery Center has a lot in the DC area, has a lot of things available as well. So really cool. Definitely take the kids out when you have your kids, take them out and enjoy this wonderful time and of building and to build unstoppably. There's a new model for the Ninjago mini city sets. This is the Micro Ninjago Docks. This goes on to the other four of the city sets that you can get. This is going to be 2,700 insider points over at the LEGOinsiders.com reward center. It hasn't been officially released yet, but likely to see it here soon as you continue to add. This is the scaled down version of the docks. That was the second one, and they've got two more to go through. So if you have the points, go get it. I like to save up my points as much as I can for the exact reason of having this, because these are really cool. I don't really collect the Ninjago sets. Now having this, it might be fun, so I can get these smaller versions and have them built and displayed instead of, well, taking up half the shelf space I have for Ninjago city sets that I don't really want. Xbox is also hosting a LEGO video game sale. Now, I haven't heard from Xbox in a very long time. I've never owned an Xbox. I don't know, like, if you're a big Halo fan, I guess that was the reason that a lot of people got Xbox, but they're doing a buy one, get one three free sale. So I guess it's around the same price, because if you buy LEGO Star Wars, it's about $50 or $60. And you get three free, so that brings it down. I think the Nintendo Switch version is cheaper, but they might not have all the games that you want, because this one has Harry Potter, Villains, City, Batman, Batman 2, Batman 3. So many different options you can have for that discounted price. Definitely a way to get those games, again, as you would want if you didn't have them already. But if you have an Xbox, that's awesome. I don't actually know of anyone that owns an Xbox. Mostly portable games and PlayStation 5s, or I have a 4 still, so I'm still behind the curve. But those are some fun options to keep playing with LEGO. BioShock is a great game. I've only played it once or twice, but it's got a huge fan following. And BioShock Infinity was their Infinite was the last game that came out, and that was 10 years ago. Which is quite a long time that Judas, the next game, is supposed to come out soon. They've released a trailer at a ghost story, it's called. Kevin Levin, and you're probably wondering why I'm talking about this, is because he talks about building onto it, creating what's called a narrative Lego, where each set is a set of blocks kind of piecing together to create the overall set or picture. Similar to, I guess, what you'd see in a movie for a trilogy or something like that, as they all build together. Now, in video games, that happens quite a lot for sequels, but not every sequel. But this is kind of a cool way of describing it as narrative Lego, having that building blocks of different designs to have such a cool way to impact the game industry, and having people who love the other games can build on and enjoy it in another way with another game. This past weekend was Brick Cascade, which is a brick convention out in Oregon. I wasn't able to attend because that's all the way across the country, and it's not that easy, one, to transport Lego that far, and two, to get there. So this is definitely a fun event for a lot of people. I know a lot of people from the Brick Fair convention actually went over, and it's a nice one to have on the West Coast. I think they did one in Seattle as well. Then we have one coming up for Chicago in June, and then Brick Fair in Virginia in August. So they go all over the place, and definitely a fun way to enjoy your time seeing other people's creations. There's so many, they're not limited to Lego sets, so you can enjoy the Technate sets that you've never seen, or the Bionicle sets that are adapted, or Star Wars, or Marvel, or whatever you want to see. A lot of City and Train sets, which is also fun, and Rube Goldberg machines. Enjoy those, really cool. Definitely check out for any ones in your local area, or ones in the vicinity that you can go to in the next couple months. LEGO does a lot of books where they kind of talk about either an encyclopedia of minifigures, or they have just fun ways of designing and showing the behind the scenes of LEGO sets. And they have three coming out, the official annual 2023 set. It has Race Car Driver that has a trophy in it. They also have the official annual book for 2025 for Star Wars, which has Yoda and his lightsaber, and the official yearbook for 2025 for Harry Potter that comes with Harry in his Quidditch uniform with his broom and the snitch. Those are all great ways to have these different minifigures. Those are just three. I mean, we've got City with a space mission because, well, of course, Space Dreams has Cooper in action. Superheroes, the Maven of Mayhem, Mandalorian, the Warriors. So we've got Bo-Katan. Just a ton of them coming out that'll have these cool minifigures. Now, they aren't exclusive. They're kind of just a way to get the minifigure. But having the books along with the minifigures gets you a little kind of fun build that you can do for, I don't know, like a minute maybe if you are really slow at it, and enjoying the book. LEGO has done for years Day of Play, which is part of LEGO's brand to continue pushing kids to play. It doesn't even have to be with LEGO, but outside and whatever ways you like to play. And actually, it went up to the UN General Assembly, and they have also adopted it. So on June 11th, they're going to, in 2024, they're doing the first Day of Play around the world with different activities and kids. I mean, they're not going to run it, but just in general of like, hey, it's the Day of Play. I mean, every day is some day. I don't even know what today is. Probably, it's not Pi Day. That was 314. Anyways, there's always something. According to research conducted by the LEGO Group and YouGov, only 30% of adults are aware that the U.S. recognizes play as a fundamental birthright, and the UNICEF established as many as 160 million children are currently working instead of playing and learning. It's really sad. So LEGO has come out with, we believe that all children should benefit from the power of play. For more than 90 years, we have championed children's right to play, as we know that it can change lives. It strengthens family bonds and help children develop essential skills and reach their full potential. So get out and play. I mean, it doesn't even have to be just for kids. Day of Play can be for adults too, because we work way too hard all the time. And you know, learning is great, and we should keep doing that as well. June 11th, set aside, maybe take the day if you have like a floating holiday. Say that's the Day of Play. It is worldly recognized, and enjoy fun with LEGO. The rumored LEGO Star Wars escape for Yoda, we actually talked about it with a mock review this past week. They just revealed the LEGO set, kind of by accident, but the Bark Speeder Escape set 75374. It comes with two clone troopers as well as Grogu and Kelleran Beck, which is the Jedi and also the person, the actor who played, Jar Jar Binks, and the speeder itself. Nice little set, nothing extravagant, but it adds on to the Mandalorian minifigure sets, which is only in one scene. So it's definitely, was impactful enough to make a LEGO set out of it. And that's your breaking news this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into the podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you for either watching, listening on YouTube, or listening on your favorite podcast listening app. I got a comment that I swore this last episode because I was a little, heated about the continuation of Castle Theme. And they actually appreciated the real and true self of just your feelings. And that was a little aggressive, but I thought that was appropriate for this. So I hope that I can present that as anything and everything that I've ever talked about and continue to talk about so that you can understand where what I feel. Maybe you feel the same way. Now we're going to go into our set review. Today's set is 42179, Planet Earth and the Moon in Orbit. It's a 10 plus set, 526 pieces. You'll get 487 insiders points and 30 reviews at 4.5 stars. It costs $74.99 USD. It is a Technic set, and it does come with our three planets, the Sun, the Earth, and the Moon. What is really cool is that it does have animation. You twist the gear on the side and it will make the Moon spin around the Earth, and the Earth will move around the Sun. It does come on an axis for the Earth, which is great. And guess what? For everyone out there that thinks the Earth is flat, it is not flat. It is a sphere, and they've presented it that way in this set. What is cool is we come up on the eclipse, it actually will show a way that the Moon will block out the Sun. Now, it's not, I don't think, to scale of how far the Earth is from the Sun, because it's quite a ways away, so you're not going to be able to block the Sun completely, but it could be an interesting way to shine light on it in some way, because LEGO does have a light system. You just have to put it in a dark box and have a lunar and solar eclipse out of a LEGO. Being in Technic, I thought it was very interesting, but Technic Space has been part of their new way into the space genre, and I'm excited to actually play with this. I know they have it in store, and sometimes they'll allow me to do that. But at $75, that's not bad for a Technic set that is intricately designed. It is a little bit more expensive than 10 cents per piece at only 500 pieces, but you do get a printed Earth piece. And of course, technically, it's a little bit more expensive just based on the amount of plastic, and the pieces are not as readily available. And honestly, I would say go for it. If you're a big space nerd, this is a great display piece. You can even probably attach a motor onto it so it can continue to motorize, put it around. I know that there's somebody on YouTube that's done a gear system that could do a whole year, which that would be really cool. You just need a really big battery pack or somehow MacGyver it into a power plug. Definitely I would have to look into that. But I do have an affiliate link in the description on the podcast as well as this YouTube channel, so you can go and enjoy a purchase of this set and help out the podcast. This week's mock review is from The Taste of Bricks over on Instagram. Now, this is not from Rebrickable. It isn't a set that I think you'll enjoy. It's called Ahsoka versus Merrick Final Battle from Season 1 of Ahsoka, Episode 4. It's on a 16x16 base plate, and it has the final scene, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Ahsoka fighting off Merrick, which is a ghast person. I don't really know, kind of witchcraft. And it has the face shield is actually like a Black Knight's face shield, which is kind of interesting. He has a dual lightsaber, not the... they didn't have the Inquisitor one with the round blade piece to it, but that's okay. I mean, those are expensive to get. And it's on a hillside. And honestly, I am just in awe of people that can do rock work. I love rock work. It's just so hard, and I can never figure it out just the way I want it to. I've been wanting to do a set that is just rock work, and I don't know. I'll figure it out maybe, but it'll just take a really long time, especially with digitally designing. Probably easier if you do it, in hand. Then it has a couple trees, which the trees are really cool because they have blaster pieces to create like tiny branches, and it's on the planet that has all red leaves and grass. So the final battle was really cool. Ahsoka looks great in this as well. They've done a little bit of like touch up with lighting to have the lightsabers look like they're glowing. Wonderful mock. I love these small scenes. A lot of people do them, and I think that they give great detail in a smaller form of a scene that we might know from our favorite television or movies. Go check out his page on Instagram. He's got a lot of other different designs that you might enjoy. All right, everybody, that's our breaking news this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Come back next week as we continue to do this every week. And make sure to check out the YouTube. I will try to do the YouTube this week. I'm very bad at doing it off and on, but you can still listen to it over on there. All right, everyone, I'll leave you as I always do. Get creative, get out there, and go build something.